From the garden island of Kauai, spiritual love and blessings of the soul. Today, we begin a very secret project. You can talk about it to members of your own spiritual household, but you will let the steam out of the kettle if you try to share it too soon, before you have proven its value and its principles for yourself. It is a challenge that you are now ready to accept. But even for you, it is going to require a certain kind of discipline without ceasing. And at first you may find that discipline very demanding, perhaps a little too difficult, and perhaps a bit frustrating. But you will learn how to adapt and make whatever adjustments are necessary, because Spirit has ordained you to move in this new direction. Starting this very moment, it is your responsibility to walk in the kingdom of God. Now that should not surprise you. After all, is the kingdom of God such a strange place that we are strangers to it? Is it always going to be in your future and not in your present? Are we going to spend every lifespan talking about the kingdom, wondering about the kingdom, planning to enter the kingdom, when the time is ripe? Or are we listening and obedient to Spirit, which says, now is the kingdom of God. Now. Now the fields are white to harvest. Now are we the sons of God. And because we are also commanded to be perfect as our Father, we must live now in His perfect kingdom. Anything less is a denial of our divine heritage, a denial of our sonship, and a rejection of divine reality. We must live now in the kingdom of God on earth. Perhaps you didn't recognize it before, but when the prodigal son ate with the swine, he was living outside the kingdom in a far country called this world. His return home was a realization that there is no world. He was already in the kingdom and did not know it, but now he realized it. The swine represented the illusions of this world. You see, we either sleep with these illusions and die, or we awake before we die in the kingdom of God. No longer a prodigal. And when you awake, you will receive an unforgettable royal welcome. We must prepare for this re-entry with the full armor of light. We need every spiritual resource that is available to strengthen us, to sharpen our inner perception, so that we do not deceive ourselves by pretending or by confusing the imitation with the original, genuine creation. We are now doing our Saturday and Sunday meditations regularly, and it would be wise to have some specific topics for the meditation on those special days. And so here are some topics that we can and should use at 2 p.m. California time every Saturday and Sunday. Topics that will help us attain the realization that we are now living in the kingdom of God. I live where weapons do not prosper. I live where weapons do not prosper. That is a topic, a truth. Another is, everyone is Christ. Everyone is Christ. A third, God never made a mistake. A fourth, God created no material persons. And five, I never was in a physical form. On every Saturday and Sunday, use one of these in your meditations. Now let's see exactly what these topics mean. I live where weapons do not prosper. There is no such place in this entire world. Only in spirit are weapons powerless. That includes physical, mental, psychological weapons, or anything destructive, such as disease, disaster, disability, unemployment, divorce, or even miscarriage. If you live materially, you are living where weapons destroy. And so when you meditate on I live, where weapons do not prosper, really, you are saying, and you are planting the truth, that you are spirit itself. and that you live in the spiritual kingdom, and that you are consciously living in your spiritual kingdom now. So whenever you feel threatened by a physical or mental power, remember, you are fearful because you identify yourself as a physical being, not as unconditioned spirit living in the kingdom of God under the protection of divine law. Now let's take another meditation topic. Everyone is Christ. Many mothers and fathers write to me about their children's health or their social relationships or their job or something concerning the children who in some way or other are encountering problems. Sometimes very serious ones. And the note of anxiety that accompanies these crisis communications from parents emphasizes one of the reasons for the crisis. The child, whether it's a young child or an adult child, usually has no idea that he or she is a spiritual being under divine law. And that's why the problem is there. And just as frequently, the parents are denying their own Christhood as well as the child's Christhood. So it is a giant step in consciousness to find your own spiritual identity first. And when you do, Christ in you recognizes the Christ identity of your child. Until you do, you can be repeating, "My child is Christ." But it doesn't come into an activity of power until the one saying, "My child is Christ realized." Do you see the distinction? Yes, everyone is Christ. Man's material sense once saw Jesus as a carpenter, even as a man worthy of being stoned and crucified. Whenever we deny our own Christhood, we crucify Christ within ourselves, and we crucify Christ within everyone we meet. We become prodigals. Outside the kingdom, and then it should not surprise us that everywhere we go, we meet only prodigals like ourselves. Please practice these five topics in your Saturday and Sunday meditations, and the reward will be very great. Now please brace yourself, because we are now about to make a major change in our lives. Something I hope you will remember as long as you walk on this planet. Something you can build from. something vital to your ongoing ascending consciousness. Outwardly, the change will not be major. It will not be as sensational as an army of Israelites crossing the Jordan. It won't be recorded in the history books. And it may not even appear in a special edition of Time magazine. But you and I are about to make history. So without moving an eyelash, without rising from your chair, let us step out of this world into the kingdom of God. Collect yourself. Silently contemplate how you are going to do this right now. Open your soul to the living Spirit of God. And let it take you across. Something important is happening. You are making an acceptance of man's greatest possible achievement on this earth. At the moment, it may only be a symbolic acceptance. It is a transition from material sense to spiritual consciousness. From this world to the kingdom. I hope to some of you it is more than a symbolic gesture. It can be the crystallization of years of study and effort into a specific direction. And for some of us, there may be a tremor, an inner change, not necessarily cataclysmic, but an inner movement, a stirring, a deep, deep down inner flame awakening, a soul casting off centuries of patient hibernation below the level of conscious action. However slight this may be, this awakening is the beginning of regeneration the changeover process, which rebirths mortal man into the full awareness of divine self. Beneath that tremor of change is the perfect image and likeness of God, which is you, and which was you even before Moses started writing the book of Genesis. Living now in the kingdom of God, daily, consciously, is the greatest challenge of your life. It demands all that you have. And it gives you all that you are. The secret of this new illumination will be your spiritual center. It will break sense hypnosis. It will take you into the kingdom of infinite reality. It will nullify the world mind. It will reveal the illusion of mind images. And it will open the storehouse of your divine heritage. Scripture refers to your spiritual center as the secret place of the Most High. And that is where no weapon is formed against you. Not even death can prosper. The nucleus for breaking your sense of separation from God and the kingdom of God, and bringing the kingdom into your daily life, is to locate this spiritual center, to never be without it, and to let it lift you out of two worlds into one. Out of the unreal and the real into the real. Out of material sense into unlimited spiritual freedom. The Alpha and Omega of this higher consciousness is your ability to remain faithful to two divine truths. The first truth, God is spirit. The second truth, God is my selfhood. These two truths will make your spiritual center the gateway to heaven here and now. You must put these two truths to work for you into daily practice. and you will find that you have a God-ordained passport to Christ consciousness. The realization of your eternal life here and now. God is spirit. God is my selfhood. Fidelity to these two divine truths has been very difficult, perhaps impossible for mankind. Religion has not taught him that God is his selfhood. That is why man prays amiss. Where there is only one infinite, undivided spirit, he thinks there are two, human matter and God. The result is the world of illusion instead of the kingdom of reality. Reincarnating reruns in deteriorating flesh instead of divine life without end. The remedy is your spiritual center, which makes you one with divine consciousness, the Father, the Source, the substance of eternal reality. Let us enter into meditation with God is Spirit. John told us that. Jesus demonstrated that. Omnipresent spirit without opposite. An invisible spiritual universe without opposite. Everywhere is the Spirit of God and nothing else. One infinite spiritual substance. God is spirit. The substance of God's creation is spirit. Man is spirit. What we call our material world is invisible spirit. Spirit, God, is the substance behind all that we see as form. And this substance can never be divided or decreased or made imperfect. It can never be destroyed. It can never show forth any defects. It is immaculate, indestructible, eternal, and its name is God. There is no other inhabitant in the entire spiritual universe. God is spirit. God is all. Spirit is all. One indivisible being called Spirit God. When something in you learns to accept this, then my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. one infinite spiritual being. Is a solution to every problem that man encounters. And though almost 5 billion people will walk without that knowledge, one is a majority. With that knowledge and the practice of that knowledge and fidelity to that knowledge, you discover that you have the power to live as spirit in spirit. And now move easily into the second meditation. God is my eternal selfhood. Put that word eternal in there. God is my selfhood, and therefore God is my eternal selfhood. There is no temporary selfhood in God. The one indivisible Spirit of God is my selfhood. Not a section of it, not a piece of it, not a time segment of it. The Spirit of God is my eternal selfhood. But that Spirit being infinite, I am infinite too. When you realize that unless God is your eternal selfhood, you simply do not exist, it would be wise for you to take this into your deepest consideration day after day after day until it rings with such clarity and you are so determined to be faithful to that truth that you live your life in the kingdom of spirit as that spirit, and you are not tempted out, even when the senses want to play their little deceiving games and try to convince you that spirit is going to come to town next week. Or that you can get more good things out of life. Or that you can acquire more of this world's illusions. The whole world of illusion to you must become just that. A concept we entertain about reality. And the reality is yourself. For infinite God is truly your eternal selfhood. And it is time for you to know it and to let it live itself without human interference. And that is why you need a developed spiritual center. Without one, all men are victims of universal mind. Material sense builds a sense of individual material selfhood apart from spirit, apart from God, which grows old, deteriorates, and dies. And foolishly, oh so foolishly, we call these deteriorating bodies images and likenesses of God. But Christ Jesus corrects our mistake. My kingdom is not of this world. Don't let your material sense keep you out of my kingdom. Don't wait lifespan after lifespan under the mistaken assumption that you need a second coming of the way-shower. Because I am the way-shower. I have never left you. I offer you life more abundant right now. Stand in your spiritual center. Accept your only self. Your only self as the living Spirit of God, and trust my allness to reveal itself as your allness. The one great temptation, says Joel, is to accept a material universe. There is none. God made spiritual man and woman of his permanent spiritual substance. But human senses contradict spirit. They build a human identity where spiritual man is. They build a false eternal reality, which is only external to the false material sense of man. And in that false external reality, material sense builds floods, earthquakes, tidal waves, and H-bombs to destroy its own mental creation. These false external powers are removed by spiritual discernment. Material sense gives us double vision, to see within ourselves what seems to be out there. We see in fear what God did not create. And then we pray to God to remove it, because we do not know that spirit is all. And spirit is never destructive. To correct the double vision, the Christ of God gave us a life-saving bit of advice. Secret Christ wisdom. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Your spiritual center and that single eye are one and the same. Now, what does single mean? It means one. the single eye of spiritual discernment is not tempted by a good creation and a bad creation, a good power and a bad power. The single eye does not know a good cause and a bad cause. The single eye stands confident and untempted by every appearance, firmly knowing there is one single creator of perfection, one perfect creation, one perfect cause, one perfect will, one perfect power, one perfect mind, one perfect substance, one infinite and perfect life, which is eternal, one spiritual body, one presence, which is never absent. That one spiritual presence is my spirit, my substance, my life. And that is why I am the immaculate image of God, the infinite creative spirit, which is the eternal Father of all. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. That light is Christ, which lights all who seemingly enter this world. Whoever realizes his or her identity to be the one infinite light of Christ is born of God's will, and his whole body, emphasize that word, his whole body is full of light. This is the realization of the spiritual or the whole body. The coming of the kingdom, which removes the darkness of material sense. My kingdom come is perfect cause, perfect power, the divine presence realized as the self which makes the crooked places straight. The single eye is your divine consciousness, above senses, renewing, restoring, reborning you to Christ. And this is the only salvation. Later you will be reviewing this tape and carefully drilling yourself on the full meaning of the single eye. And you will discover that the practice of each principle related to the single eye opens you to new insight, new strength to overcome material sense, and to new experiences on the inner plane. Let's take one more principle and meditate on it right now. The single eye consciousness knows only one creator. Dwell on the meaning of only one creator in your silence. God created the infinite spiritual universe of God's substance. That is all there is. And it is perfect forever. It is always operating under divine plan. Nothing can stop it, improve it, change it. The single I consciousness is riveted to this perfect kingdom, untempted, unmoved by world thought, which bombards the senses of man with vivid contrasts in good and evil images. The single eye remains faithful to one perfect creator, knowing that perfection has no second creator, no second creation to undo, to change, or to destroy the flawless activity of spirit. Knowing the one perfect cause, knowing God consciousness is not destructive, we recognize the non-substance, the non-reality, and the non-existence of a destructive creation. The single eye does not look out from the forehead of a human viewer at an external material world. It is a transcendental knowing of perfect, infinite oneness, not divided into an inside and an outside. The external world of physical forms and the senses perceiving this external world never experienced the spiritual creation, and they themselves have no creator. That is why diseases, discords must always vanish under the single eye, as it did under Jesus, and as tidal waves vanished under the single eye of Joel. And more than a few of our students have noticed that they too have developed some of the power of the single eye. And that is what we hope to see happen in all who can understand the message of the infinite way, which teaches that there is one infinite creator of the spiritual universe without opposite. Let's hold this in quiet. And as we have a slight recess in a moment, when you move out into this period of time between the first and second half, see if you can live consciously in the kingdom of God.